This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra is urging the new EPA administrator to support biofuels and E15. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
As the new administration continues to settle in, it's important to make sure they are going to make supporting the ag industry a priority. Renewable fuels in particular need to receive the proper support in order to help the U.S. become more energy independent. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra recently wrote a letter to new EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin to encourage him to keep biofuels and E15 at the forefront of ag policy.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's exciting. The Trump administration picked Lee Zeldin to be head of the EPA. I served with Lee Zeldin. He's a congressman with me for several years. But now he's head of the EPA. He's from New York. So we want to make sure that Lee Zeldin understands how important E15 is to year-round energy. We want to be energy independent. This is the way to do it. So we simply sent a letter saying, hey, we want to make sure that we can sell E15 year-round, that we have a fair renewable fuels obligation to protect and strengthen our renewable fuel standards.
Feenstra added that renewable fuels don't limit our ability to feed our livestock and the world. In fact, they are the first step towards becoming truly energy independent.
We have so much product, right? Corn, soybeans, that we can turn into biofuels. And it's not, you know, people say, well, you're giving up food. No, we're not, because you have distiller's grain that comes out of it that we feed back to our cattle. So it's a win-win for cattle, for our biofuels industry, for energy independence. That's why it's so important for Lee Zeldin and the administration to see what E15 and ethanol can do for the rest of our country.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.